Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. May I speak to Corey?
This is
Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a national opinion survey, sir. I'm not selling anything. I just want to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
A couple minutes.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. First question. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. Next question. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
53.
Thank you, sir. What is your racial or ethnic background? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino,
Black?
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read to you a list of elected officials. After each one, please let me know if you approve or disapprove of their job. Donald Trump as former president.
What, I approve?
Either you approve or disapprove.
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Marcy Kopter as congresswoman?
I disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. What about Joe Biden as president?
No, strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next question. I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please let me know if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you never heard of the person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. Marcy Kopter, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Disapprove somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. What about First Energy?
First Energy? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really don't have anything to say bad about them, I guess.
Okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Probably really disapprove.
Okay. Very unfavorable. Okay. Yeah. What about Donald Trump?
Not really much. I would say he's out of office, so I really can't do anything, but he's not really doing anything.
Okay. So, somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Derek Marin?
Don't know him.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, very unfavorable. Thank you. If the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican or Democrat?
I would probably go Republican.
Republican? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Lean towards Republican a little more?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Probably go Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Oh, man. I'm afraid to go Moreno.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kopter?
Who did you say the first one was?
Derek Marin.
I guess it's Derek Marin.
Okay. Now, is there a chance that you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance?
Probably no chance.
Probably no chance, okay. Yeah. I'm going to read to you a statement some people had made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference?
Kind of what I agree with.
Okay, so that means that it makes you much less likely to vote for her.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some statements people had made about Republican Derek Marin. After each one, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, or it makes no difference. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for employment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Does that make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or you think it's not true?
Probably no difference.
No difference, okay.
Yeah.
As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money, and even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or you think it's not true?
No difference.
No difference, okay.
Yeah.
In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age.
No difference, but I gotta look into it.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices, while working families are struggling.
Are we about done?
Yeah, almost. We only have 20% left. We almost done. Probably about five more questions,
well,
and that's it.
If you're just going to I'm just not going to sit here and listen to bad-mouthing on statements.
Okay,
so
you want me to mark?
Not really going to change my mind.
No difference. No difference.
Yeah, no difference.
No problem. Okay, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for him?
I just feel like Kaptur has just been in there a long time, and it's needs
you
change.
You still vote for him?
Probably.
Okay. No problem. Next. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I have to ask you again. If general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Probably Republican Derek Marin.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, Independent, or something else?
I would lean more towards Independent.
Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very, somewhat, not too, or not all important?
That's very.
Very, okay, thank you. Back in 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one.
All right, thank you. You have too. You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.